WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And today, we're diving into something super important, emotional intelligence. Ever felt like you're on a roller coaster of emotions? Like 1 minute you're feeling on top of the world, and the next you're spiraling down into a pit of despair. You know that feeling when your boss gives you a pep talk, and then 5 minutes later you're ready to quit? That, my friends, is Emotional Intelligence 101. Now, emotional intelligence isn't just about being in touch with your feelings. It's about understanding those feelings, how they influence your actions, and using that knowledge to make smarter decisions in relationships, at work, basically everywhere life takes you. Think of it like this. Your emotions are like a powerful engine, but without emotional intelligence, you're just barreling down the road blindfolded. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you become an emotional intelligence master. First up, awareness is everything. This means paying attention to your feelings as they arise, not judging them, just observing them. It's like being a detective, figuring out what triggers those emotions and how they manifest physically. Do you get butterflies in your stomach when you're nervous? Does your heart race when you're excited? Get to know yourself on a deeper level, because awareness is the foundation of emotional intelligence. Next, emotional regulation. It's not about squashing your feelings, but managing them. Think of it like this. Imagine a big glass of water. Sometimes emotions are like that. They need space to settle and cool down. Don't let yourself be swept away by every wave of feeling. Take a breath, step back, and assess the situation before reacting impulsively. This is where mindfulness practices like meditation come in handy. They help you develop that inner calm and control. Now, let's talk about empathy. Ever heard the saying, walk a mile in someone else's shoes? Empathy means trying to understand another person's perspective, even if you don't agree with it. It's about actively listening, putting yourself in their shoes, and seeing things from their point of view. This strengthens your relationships, builds trust, and helps you navigate conflicts more effectively. Self-motivation is key. Think about those times when you set a goal, even a seemingly small one, and you just couldn't shake the feeling of wanting to achieve it. That's self-motivation, that inner drive that pushes you towards your goals. It's fueled by passion, purpose, and a belief in yourself. And finally, social skills are crucial for navigating the world. This means being able to communicate effectively, build rapport with others, handle conflict constructively, and work collaboratively towards shared goals. Think of it like this. Your social skills are your emotional GPS that guide you through the complexities of human interaction. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're at work, and your boss just delivered some pretty harsh feedback. You feel your heart racing, anger bubbling up inside you, and your mind is already crafting a fiery rebuttal. But instead of letting those emotions take over, you pause for a moment. You take a few deep breaths, acknowledge the sting of criticism, and remind yourself that this is an opportunity for growth. You listen carefully to your boss's explanation, ask clarifying questions, and commit to making positive changes. See how emotional intelligence can turn a potentially disastrous situation into a learning experience? That's the power we're talking about here, the ability to transform our emotions from roadblocks into stepping stones on the path to success. So remember these key takeaways. Cultivate self-awareness, manage your emotions effectively, practice empathy, fuel your self-motivation, and hone your social skills. These are the ingredients for a life filled with greater resilience, stronger relationships, and ultimately, a deeper sense of fulfillment. Ready to put this into action? Start by identifying one area where you could improve your emotional intelligence. Maybe it's practicing mindful breathing during stressful moments, or making an effort to truly listen to someone before offering your opinion. Take the first step today, share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these insights, and let's keep building a world where emotional intelligence is celebrated and embraced.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.